All right, KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. Hello, I'm Tyler Russell. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. We're joined in studio by a couple very special guests. Tom and Tommy are here. Hi, guys. How are you?
Fine.
Thank you for coming on. Tommy, how are you?
Good.
Don't forget, you got to get really close to that microphone when you chat on the radio for me. So you guys are father, daughter.
Yes.
How old is Tommy?
Tommy's seven.
Seven.
7 years old. And did this guy teach you everything you know about guitar?
Yes, but he says I can do stuff better than him.
Oh, wow. You think, is she, I mean, I saw her solo for a moment. I mean, she's got a real future in this.
She's definitely taken what I've showed her and took it to the next level.
Well, tell me about your history in music a little bit. I mean, obviously, you've created a musical family here.
Yeah, I've played off and on for 30 years and in bands, went through all the different phases, you know, techno.
Sure.
Heart metal.
Yeah.
And about 20 years ago, decided to go unplugged about when it became popular.
Okay.
And used to come down here and play with my wife at that time. And each kid that's wanted to learn an instrument, I've, you know.
So you make sure it's something they want to do first.
Oh, they have to ask, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I want to learn to do this.
Sure.
And then I've picked up different instruments to play. Like when my older son wanted to do it, I picked up the mandolin. So I was basically learning to play the mandolin at the same time he was learning to play the guitar.
Right.
And we came down here too. That was probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about off the air how you're actually from Hemet, but you spend so much time here actually playing on the streets in downtown.
Yeah.
Tommy, how long have you been playing guitar now?
A little over a year.
A little over a year. And only a year she got to where she is.
Yeah, 3 months. At when she had been playing 3 months, I started her teaching to improvise right from the beginning. And at three months... I could tell that, oh man, this one's going to go crazy.
So what is people's reaction when you indeed do play on the street?
Depending on the time, if there's too much noise, people don't notice because the little box on her guitar is not that loud.
Sure.
But if you can hear her, people freak. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw you once like right outside BJ's there.
Yeah, that's a good little spot because of how the windows are dented in.
Yeah.
And the little wall that's across from it gives you a little bit of bounce back so you can hear
her.
The best place is the tunnel.
The tunnel I've heard is acoustically the best place
downtown.
That's
the best place.
And I'm fascinated by the busking culture in terms of like first come first serve. I mean, there's no animosity, but there kind of is, right? I mean, in terms of
you can see sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know,
there's a few of them out there. There's a lot of them out there that are really great.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. Absolutely.
And then there's a couple that are not.
Yeah. Well, we've had
which is the way it
we've
goes.
Had the whole spectrum here at our radio station. Mm-hmm. I can tell you guys are the real deal. I mean, this is really cool stuff that you guys are about to hear live. Tommy, do you like playing for crowds? Do you like playing for people? Yes.
You got to answer. You can't nod your head.
You can't nod on the radio. You actually got called up on the stage at Hennessy's a little while back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get nervous?
Yes, a lot.
But not anymore?
No.
You don't seem nervous on the radio this morning.
Day before last night?
Monday.
On Monday, you know the Ocean Brewery over there?
Yeah.
I went to the Ocean Brewery and I played like 5 or 6 songs.
Cool. All by yourself or with your dad?
No, with my dad.
Okay. Well, we'd like to hear some of that now, if you guys are cool doing that. Well, again, there's no real name for the group yet, although you've been brainstorming. Well, Tommy, tell me again what your idea was. I think it's hilarious for the name of your group.
Beauty and the Beast.
That's a real knock at dad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it, though. Beauty and the Beast. I think we should maybe go with that for now. So if you guys are ready, this is Tom and Tommy, who you can find on Forest Avenue. They're going to play live for us on KX93.5.
Okay, honey. You want to introduce it or just count it?
Count.
Okay, count it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Take off your hat. Kick off your shoes, I know you're not going anywhere. Run around this town, singing your blues, I know you're mind, but you're always saying farewell. And the only time that you're satisfied is with your feet and the wishing well.
Such a good job, you guys. Very, very well done. There's a couple of things I want to point out that people at home can't see. First of all, that was Tommy doing that entire solo.
She does all the leads.
And Dad Tom is playing rhythm behind it. Right. I'm looking over. I'm thinking, all right, you must be playing that solo, right? And I look over. No, it's her fingers that are.
I was thinking the same thing as I was playing it, that you're going to have to say that she's doing all the leads.
Yeah, I'm looking over. I'm like wanting. I'm trying to, you know, look at your fingers doing that, but of course they're not. It's all her. Very well done. Is that hard for you to do? You make it look like it's simple. She says no.
She can talk to you while she's doing it.
Yeah, she literally wasn't. She wasn't even looking at her fingers. That's the other thing I was going to point out. She's like looking around. She's smiling. She's just hanging out and just
ripping through that. You can see that she's signaling me when she wants to go into the next part.
Okay.
Now, lots of times when she gets into the solo mode because she's improvising,
I just go on forever.
She just keeps going. And I'll be like, are you done? She's done it before where I go,
nope.
Like, my fingers, are you ready? Nope.
No, I'm not.
Like, nope.
I go, well, my fingers are getting tired. She's like, I don't care.
How much of, like, the musical theory do you think she understands? Or is it just a natural?
I would say not much.
Right. I mean, but that's what true musicians, I mean.
Right.
I don't think Eric Clapton could read music, for example.
Right.
You know?
A lot of people, right.
Yeah.
No, what I started her with was instead of starting on chords like I have with other kids of mine, or what most don't whistle, I started her on a scale, mm-hmm. major scale, and went "Mary Had a Little Lamb," "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star," and then a minor scale and did "We Three Kings," and then I gave her the first position.
Yeah.
Of the basic jazz
sure.
rock scale, and told her to improvise starting from the beginning, anything she wants, using a peanut butter sandwich. So she would be doing, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Peanut butter sandwich,
sure.
peanut butter sandwich. And then it went up to Lucy Lockett lost her pocket, Kitty yeah. Fisher found it.
That's great teaching, man.
So I mean, that she had the not had to, I didn't have to teach her the rhythm or subdivide it. I mean, that's natural. They do that
yeah,
clapping.
Right,
in
right.
time. And then when I seen her bust out of that on her own, turn around. What's that? Oh, no. That's
we'll
nice.
Go. We'll go to a
he
new
was
song.
Talking to you now.
We are with Tom and Tommy here on KX93.5. You can see these guys playing live on Forest Avenue. I put a picture online so you can actually see what this group looks like, so you can hear what we're seeing in studio. Tommy, do you want to introduce this next song you guys are going to play?
Sure. This song is called Bobby McGee by Chris Christopherson.
All right. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Down.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you.
The Kris Kristofferson version of Me and Bobby McGee. That was live on KX93.5. We're here with Tom and Tommy, who you can see frequently performing live around the streets of Laguna Beach. And by the way, that was Tommy on banjo the entire time. Do you like banjo better than guitar? Do you really care?
I don't really
care. She doesn't really care.
I like both.
If it's music, she can play it. That's kind of the thing, right?
Yeah, yes. I want to do violin, too.
So,
I want to do violin and piano.
I'm sure it would come very easily to you. That is my guess about your musical talent. Tommy, tell us where you're performing next.
We're performing at Stillwaters in Dana Point.
Okay, when?
At 8:30.
Today?
No. What day?
13th. The 13th. August 13th.
And that's one of your very first organized performances, right?
Yes.
You guys have been playing on the streets all summer long, and you get the calling at Stillwater. That's really cool. Congratulations. That'll be fun.
Thank you.
Tom, before we go, I know you guys live in Hemet. You drive here every weekend. It can't be the easiest thing in the world.
No, it's not.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. I got this opportunity here to be broadcasted, and so I have tried putting it in the Penny Saver a while back, but I'm a single father, got three kids. They're beautiful, well-behaved children, 10, 7, which is Tommy, and then 6, Lloyd, my youngest son. And I would be willing to pay plus be Manny. I've taken care of kids, so I'm very good at it. Yard work, landscaping, I've done it. I was a professional cook for 6 years, house cleaning, personal slave, whatever, to be able to put a roof over my kid's head, a couple rooms in Laguna Beach. We want to be here.
We want to live in Laguna Beach.
You heard it from Tommy. Well, you know, I've definitely a sentiment offer, and hopefully people out there can hear what you guys are saying. Any phone number, email you want to give or something like that?
Oh, yes. Our phone number is
760-270-7723.
There you go.
Okay, one more time, Tommy. Do it one more time.
760-270-7723.
All right, thanks. And, you know, let us know whatever we can do to help, man. I mean, when you guys have music to promote, when you're doing a show, just to build the buzz around her, because... Mm-hmm. You know, if I may say, she's your ticket, dude.
She's the one that's, I want to see her. This all started by her watching America's Got Talent, and she said, I want to go on that.
I want to go on America's Got
Talent. So when's that audition?
I haven't checked yet. This is what we're doing. Like, she was so shy beforehand that it was, this was the best place to come. And
right,
get
so now you're kind of getting your feet wet with this thing, and maybe you really could pursue
that. We're working
on
getting her going, and I got her a little ukulele that I changed the tuning so that it would be like a guitar.
Okay.
And got her up on the stage for Dickie Betts, who signed it for her.
Okay.
So she was all excited about that, and she just started playing it, and I don't know if we're going to try I haven't even checked the auditions, but either this year or next year.
Cool. Well, we wish you the best, and thank you for taking some time and making the way all the way over here to do this thing for us. See them on Forest. See them on the 13th at Stillwater. That is Tom and Tommy on KX93.5. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Thank you, hon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. See you guys soon.
Bye.